They didn't know what it was? What'd they call it for that?
Crab colic.
Crab colic?
I just got to say, poor people used to have crab colic, and the rich people had appendicitis. And you, poor people couldn't pay them to operate, so they called it crab colic, but they needed, but in order to get to operate, they could, on rich people, they called it appendicitis.
I see. Now, if a person ate something that made them, that might make them feel...
Cramped them.
Yeah. You might say a person ate something that made them feel sick.
Sick stomach?
Make them feel...
Nauseating?
Sick what? Sick?
Sick stomach.
Okay. You feel sick where? Sick?
Sick in the stomach.
Sick in the stomach, okay. If he couldn't keep it down, you'd say he had to...
Vomit.
He had to vomit, okay. Any other terms for it that you'd use?
I don't think we used to call it throw up.
Throw up, okay. Anything else? Puke or
urine? Yeah, puke. I barely call it puke.
Wait, what's the cruder term, the nicer term and the cruder term of that? The polite term folks would use, you'd say. He had to what?
What now? I didn't understand.
The more polite term is you.
Well, vomit.
Vomit.
Vomit. Yeah.
Okay. Now, a boy who'd been spending a lot of time with a girl, you'd say he was what? He was
interested in her.
Okay. He'd been when a fellow's interested in a girl, you'd say
he's in love.
He's doing what?
Well, he's courting.
Courting, okay. Folks ever have another word for it, any other word?
Yeah, sparking.
Sparking, okay. Now, she called him her...
Boyfriend.
Or any other older terms?
A feller.
Her steady or something like that?
Yeah, her steady.
Now, he called her his what?
Sweetheart.
His sweetheart, okay. Or
girlfriend.
Or his steady?
Yeah, that's all right.
Or did you ever hear Jewlarky?
Well, I don't know if I ever heard it called that. I don't believe I have.
Okay. Now, if a boy comes home with lipstick on his car...
Somebody's been kissing him.
Kissing him, okay. Did they ever have another word?
Some woman's been kissing him.
Did they ever have another word for it? I've been spooning her.
Well, I hear that remark. I was spooning, but that's my name of courting. Somebody just makes it so it's spooning.
Okay. Now, finally
fell in love?
Yeah. But, and then they get what? They get
married.
Okay. But did you ever have any other words, humorous ways of saying that? About getting married, they did what?
Got tied up?
Tied up or got what? What up? They got...
Well, I don't
know. Kind of like a wagon, you said they got horses to a wagon.
Hitched.
They got hitched?
Yeah.
Okay. Or, you ever say jump the broomstick?
No, I have never heard all that.
Okay. Now, but what if she didn't want to marry him, you say? If she didn't want to marry him, what would she do?
Well, she'd just tell him so.
Okay. Did folks ever, what were the serious terms for it? Or did, what, she what? She what?
Well, it sounds she didn't want to get married. And, she didn't love him or something like that.